how do one invest in cryptocurrency? The first step to start investing in cryptocurrency is to open a cryptocurrency saving account with a cryptocurrency exchange. Users can earn interest on the amount deposited and trade and invest in the digital assets. Next way in which you can invest is a crypto referral program. The first way to earn new coins after opening a cryptocurrency saving account is by referring your friend and relatives to a cryptocurrency exchange or a wallet service. Most cryptocurrency exchanges have attractive rewards in the crypto referral program. There are different investment opportunities like the crypto staking and the crypto farming. In crypto staking, you can earn rewards in the form of new coins. If one holds a certain amount of cryptocurrency in a wallet or an exchange to secure the blockchain network. In crypto farming, users are rewarded with new coins and use their computers to mine for cryptocurrency. In crypto swapping, two parties exchange the cryptocurrencies on the basis of agreed terms and conditions with the help of a third party. We also have initial coin offerings. Initial coin offerings provide an opportunity for an investor to participate and invest in new cryptocurrency projects, buying tokens or coins before they are listed on the exchange. ICO may involve high potential returns as well as high risk due to the lack of regulatory oversights and the potential for the scam and the frauds. We also have crypto trading and crypto mining as an investment opportunity in the cryptocurrency. Let's see them. Crypto trading is the most common way of investing in cryptocurrency. Users can buy and sell crypto tokens on exchanges and profit from the price fluctuations. In crypto mining, one can earn a reward in the form of new coins for providing the computational power to a blockchain network to solve complex mathematical problems. This process is done to validate the cryptocurrency transactions. In case of crypto investing is the simplest method to grow your cryptocurrency. One has to buy the cryptocurrencies in demand, study the market, and hold it up to a point of a price rise, and then book the profit for reinvesting in the cryptocurrencies. One can also buy and hold a diversified portfolio of coins for the long term to build a cryptocurrency wealth. There are two more ways into which you can have investment opportunities in cryptocurrency. The first one is awareness and adoption program, and the second is the gamification. Awareness and adoption programs are conducted by cryptocurrency exchange or blockchain project coordinators to create awareness and adoption of cryptocurrencies. Tokens or coins are given free to the participants in the awareness and adoption programs. In a gamification process, players can earn a reward in the form of new coins by completing certain tasks or challenges within the game, and such games are conducted by the marketing agencies or the game developers. So friends, having understood the different investment opportunities in cryptocurrency, now let's look at the benefits and challenges of using cryptocurrencies in business. What can be the benefits and challenges of using cryptocurrencies in businesses? Cryptocurrencies are developing a competitive edge in business due to the numerous benefits. Blockchain technology is reshaping the financial landscape by demonstrating the barriers to receiving payments driven by the decentralization. The payment processing capacity has increased due to the blockchain technology. Businesses can have a global reach and wider customer base as cryptocurrency transactions can be conducted from any part of the world. They can also attract customers who prefer cryptocurrencies and generate a new stream of income. The important impact on the business due to the use of cryptocurrency is cost reduction on financial transactions, be it payment or the remittances. Cryptocurrency transactions are faster than traditional payment methods, which means business can save time and money. Businesses don't have to depend on specific working hours for doing financial transactions because cryptocurrency exchanges are open for 24/7. Now let's look at the challenge of using the cryptocurrency in business. A primary challenge of using cryptocurrency in business comes from the partial deregulation and high risk due to the volatile markets and rapid price fluctuations. You can create uncertainty and risk for businesses that accept or hold the cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is not accepted as a legal standard in all countries, and the regulations are evolving. The uncertainty of regulations can pose a serious risk to the business in the future due to the emergence of impacting regulations. The use of cryptocurrency for business can be limited as cryptocurrencies are not yet widely accepted as a form of payment. Non-familiarity with blockchain technology can pose a hurdle for business in using cryptocurrency for businesses. If hackers can exploit a vulnerability in the cryptocurrency ecosystem of business, then they may have to suffer from the hacks and the cyber attacks, which can result in reduction of profits and capital. Now let's look at impact of cryptocurrency on the traditional financial institutions. The biggest impact of cryptocurrencies on the traditional financial institutions comes in the form of increased competition. Businesses can get benefit from lower fees for payment and remittances and improved services by adopting the cryptocurrencies. The innovative fintech solutions provided by cryptocurrency and blockchain technology can improve the efficiency of business and reduce the cost of business and consumers. Blockchain technology has the capacity to reach the underserved or not served by traditional financial institutions for providing financial services to individuals and the businesses. There are different investment strategies in the cryptocurrencies market, like the dollar cost strategy or rupee cost averaging strategy, the trading strategy, the ICO investment strategy, and the mining strategy. Let's look at this one by one. First, the dollar cost averaging or the rupee cost averaging strategy. In the dollar cost averaging strategy or the rupee cost averaging strategy, the investor keeps on buying a certain number of cryptocurrencies at a predetermined period, irrespective of the price of the cryptocurrency. The strategy is similar to a systematic investment plan where you need not know the time of entry or exit. It can also reduce the impact of market volatility. The trading strategy focuses on the short-term gains, wherein the buying and selling are done from the point of earning profit as per the investment goals and reinvesting it for further profits. The strategy requires an understanding of the market trends and analysis, as well as the ability to manage the risk. Some investors only look for an initial coin offerings, popularly known as the ICO, which are similar to the initial public offerings in the traditional stock market. The ICO offers an opportunity to invest at an early stage of the project with an expectation of a rise in the profits based on its growth in the future. And the most common mining strategy to earn new coins, those having financial muscle power and a good acumen for technology, use the mining strategy. In mining strategy, heavy investment is made in mining the hardware and software to win the race of solving complex mathematical problems for validating transactions and earning new coins in return. An upfront investment and ongoing maintenance can create a regular and steady stream of income over the time. Now let's look at the comparison of returns from cryptocurrencies with other leading investments. Let's take up the stocks first. Stocks provides ownership of the company and provide regular returns in the form of dividends and capital gains, both short-term or long-term, as the case may be. The average annual return can be between 10 to 15%. In case of bonds, bonds provide creditorship in the companies and regular returns in the form of coupons and capital gains, short-term or long-term, as the case may be. The average annual returns can be between 5 to 8%. In case of gold, gold investments can be made in physical as well as digital forms. The returns in digital form are better than the physical form. The average annual return can be between 9 to 11%. In case of real estate investment is made for personal use first. Extra income is invested for the rental income or the capital gains, and hence the average annual return can be between 3 to 5%. Note the returns in the cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrencies provide high returns, but the investor should also be ready to take high risk in a volatile market with rapid price fluctuation. The average annual return can be different for different currencies. In case of Bitcoin, Bitcoin has once upon a time provided more than 100% returns at a specific point in time. Now let's once again look at risk associated with cryptocurrency. There is a high energy consumption for mining activities, and cryptocurrencies don't need banks or any other third party to regulate them. Yet hence the holders of cryptocurrencies may have to face the risk of not converting them into a form of tangible currency. They may have to face an additional risk of hacking like any other intangible technology assets and its usage for criminal activities. If the holder of cryptocurrency loses the wallet, it will mean that the loss of the entire cryptocurrency investment forever. Lack of regulatory control on the cryptocurrencies and the danger from illicit uses of cryptocurrencies can impact the credibility of cryptocurrencies. Once again, cryptocurrency securities. Cryptocurrencies are secured by cryptography and are protected by complex mathematical problems. They are resistant to counterfeiting and hacking attempts. However, despite the robust security features, cryptocurrencies may fall prey to the innovative cyber attacks created by the hackers. Centralized cryptocurrency exchanges may also fall prey to hackers and pose a higher risk and threat to the digital assets and the funds of the users, and hence it is essential to take appropriate measures to store and manage cryptocurrencies in a secure manner. Cryptocurrencies may have to face various security threats. Social engineering threat is the most common, wherein the users are tricked to give their private keys or other sensitive information by psychological manipulation. In case of phishing attacks, a fake website or email is used to steal the login details or other sensitive information of the user. Malware attacks are used to infect a user's computer or mobile device to steal the private keys or other sensitive information. And in case of physical security threats, the theft or loss of hardware, wallet, or other storage device can result in the loss of private key and provide unauthorized access to the cryptocurrency exchange or the wallets. Now finally, we see the advantages of cryptocurrency. Cheaper, easier, and faster money transfers happen in decentralized system with minimal risk of system collapse at a single point of failure is the number one advantage of cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrencies have gained phenomenal value, which has made them popular as trading and investment instruments. They are capable of generating huge returns. The third advantage of cryptocurrency could be transactions can be done without an intermediary or a third party. Cryptocurrencies can take the form of a virtual token or coin and can be used to buy and sell products and services from merchants who permit such payment. Can streamline money transfers and remittances across the borders between individuals, businesses, and even the governments. There are a few more advantages of cryptocurrencies, such as with the increase in demand, the value of cryptocurrency will also increase, and hence it may not get impacted by rising inflation. Accurate and up-to-date storage by developers and miners is possible. More stable and secure than other e-currencies due to the deployment of blockchain technology and decentralization. And the transactions in cryptocurrencies have lesser transaction fees and hence cost-effective. Like advantages, there are certain disadvantages also of cryptocurrency. Like prices are highly volatile and hence it can be a risky investment. It consumes high energy for mining activities. There is high cost to parties within a network. Transactions are pseudonymous and may allow usage of in criminal activities. May have off-chain security issues as exchanges and wallets can be hacked. Cryptocurrency market is not regulated and not accepted as a legal tender to exchange for money in all the countries. If the private key is lost, it can result in locking away entire coins inside the wallet and hence financial loss to the user. No refunds in case of wrong transfers or some user mistakenly sends funds to wrong wallet address. And finally, it can be vulnerable to scams, potential risk, and uncertainties. Some fraudsters may even trick innocent people into the cryptocurrency investments. And to control all this, we have cryptocurrency regulations. Cryptocurrency regulations are unique across the globe. Some countries have embraced cryptocurrency while others are more cautious or hostile. Cryptocurrencies don't have universal acceptance and are not backed by any public or private entities. They may not derive their authority from the government or monetary authorities. Very few countries like El Salvador, Malta, Estonia, Slovenia, Netherlands, Germany, Canada Singapore, Switzerland, and Portugal have given the legal currency status to the currency. Students can check the current status. Cryptocurrencies have not yet got the status of legal tender in India. However, India has introduced taxation on trading of cryptocurrencies. The best thing that has happened in India is the introduction of the central bank digital currency, CBDC, by the Reserve Bank of India. RBI has launched the retail and wholesale segment of the central bank digital currency, India's own digital currency. The central bank digital currency has various features, such as it is considered as a legal tender for money. It is a fiat currency in digital form. It is issued and regulated by RBI. The components are based on the blockchain technology and provides greater availability and higher safety. Now finally, we come to the role of fintech in cryptocurrency. Fintech is playing a vital role in the development, adoption, and use of cryptocurrencies by individual businesses in a safe and secure manner. Fintech companies leverage the blockchain technology, the underlying technology behind cryptocurrencies, to create new financial products and services, such as the cryptocurrency trading and investment platforms that enables users to buy, sell, and hold various cryptocurrencies for trading and investments. The decentralized finance DeFi platform is another blockchain-based financial product which allows users to borrow, lend, and earn interest on the cryptocurrency holdings. Payment processing is facilitated by integrating the blockchain technology into their payment processing systems. Fintechs have mastered the art of providing secure applications such as the digital wallets to allow users to store, send, and receive the cryptocurrencies. Fintech companies are also at the forefront of developing innovative security solutions to protect the cryptocurrency assets from the cyber threats. So, having understood so much about cryptocurrency, what is the future for cryptocurrency? Institutional investors are showing interest in cryptocurrencies, and this trend could lead to increased demand and liquidity for cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrencies may be leveraged as a hedge against inflation and other economic risks if the global economic conditions remain stable in 2023. The DeFi businesses is expected to create innovative financial solutions for borrowing, lending, and the trading. The smart contracts will find extensive use for automatically executing the transactions after meeting certain conditions. The continued development of blockchain technology can increase the value and utility of the cryptocurrencies. The blockchain technology is expected to support a range of potential applications beyond cryptocurrencies and create a new way of organizing finance. The non-fungible tokens will create multiple unique opportunities to monetize their wares. The concerns over criminal activity, the environmental harms, and consumer protection will require sincere addressing by all individuals, businesses, and governments connected with the growth and development of cryptocurrencies. So friends, with this, we reach the conclusion of this chapter. A cryptocurrency is like a digital currency. It is an alternate form of payment created using encryption algorithms and is based on a network that is distributed over a large number of computers. Cryptocurrencies has emerged as a new investment asset class since its birth in 2009. There are various types of cryptocurrency markets, exchanges, ATMs, and the wallets. One can fetch better returns than traditional investments if one follows the basic strategies of investing in cryptocurrency. Holders of cryptocurrency may have to face various risks. Cryptocurrency regulations are not uniform across the globe. Fintech is playing a vital role in the development, adoption, and use of cryptocurrencies by individuals and businesses in a safe and secure manner. And finally, the crypto industry is expected to regroup in 2023, weather the storm, show the signs of recovery, and work towards creating a big push for 2024 with mass adoption in 2023. Thank you.